All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Good Together, the podcast that inspires you to create change in the world every day. Keep listening for actionable tips and tricks to incorporate eco-friendly practices into your daily life.
We've been featured by Apple as the number one podcast for conscious consumers, and we can't wait to welcome you into our community of changemakers. I'm Lisa.
And I'm Laura. We're the founders of Brightly.eco, the new platform for conscious consumers. We believe in supporting all creatures, great and small.
And our team of experts show you how to live and shop responsibly by sharing world-changing lifestyle ideas, products, and more. To read show notes from Good Together and to browse all of the planet-friendly goodness that we feature, head to brightly.eco/podcast.
And to help spread the word about the podcast, tap on this episode and share Good Together with your friends and family. A simple text message helps us grow and create change around the world. Percent of consumers are more likely to buy from a company with a reputation for sustainability than from a neutral company if all prices were equal. And a recent study in Unilever says that 33% of consumers purchase products with sustainability in mind. Well, Lisa and I think that this number is pretty underreported and is only going to continue to grow in the days, months, and years ahead. In today's episode, we highlight our favorite eco products dropping in the September Brightly product drop, only available for a limited time from September 6th to 12th on shop.brightly.eco. While we talked a little bit about why we made the Brightly shop in a previous Good Together episode, today we're going to spotlight some of the standout products that we can't wait for you to discover this month. And spoiler alert, there's some uniquely planet-positive options available across home goods, clean beauty, and more. So if you love eco-shopping, this episode is for you. Get ready for some sustainable, shop-specific goodness ahead. Hey Lisa, how's it going?
Good, Laura. How are you?
I'm doing okay. You know, it's kind of, it's been quite a month in August, and now we're talking about September shop, and I'm just super excited. I can't believe that we're already, now with September, like getting into the fall. I mean, that's crazy.
Yes. We are officially in almost holidays in the Q4. If you are in retail or e-commerce, you know what that means. But of course, for most of our listeners, it means a lot of holiday shopping coming up for you.
Absolutely.
And we will all be hoping that you will slow down, take a step, and think about what you're buying for yourself and your loved ones. So that's why we are here, right?
Exactly. And so if you've been a Good Together listener for a while, you would know that Lisa and I used to do episodes where we would highlight our favorite sustainable products by, sometimes we did it by month, sometimes we did it by theme, and those proved to be, you know, pretty popular episodes. And, you know,
our goal has always been to help you solve sustainability problems through eco-friendly shopping, if that's something that interests you. So what we're going to be doing is, if you're not familiar, we did launch our own shopping opportunity with Brightly. So every month you're able to shop with us in a really small window. It's just a 7-day window. We open on Monday and we close on Sunday. And we have so many reasons why we chose to do it this way. But really, we wanted to reinvent the way we all shop with the planet in mind. And so we have a whole episode that talks about like why we did the shop the way we did it. So we're not going to repeat all of that. But basically, I just wanted us to come together. Lisa and I felt the same way. Like, we wanted to just get us started in September. And let's talk about all the products that we've got.
Yeah, because, you know, you guys know that we are very excited about products. We're definitely not shopaholics here, at least not anymore, right? But we still want to be very realistic with the fact that, you know, we will be shopping, right, for products, for everyday products that we need, be it personal care or things for your kitchen and lifestyle. So we are here for you. We are choosing the best in class eco-friendly products that truly work. And how do we do that? We do it by testing it ourselves. So this is why we are sharing in the podcast to our favorite product picks from September. Laura, you want to get us started with PYT? I know you're very familiar with this brand, and we are super excited about our partnership with them.
Yeah, and right before I talk about PYT, the one stat we wanted to throw at you, because you know you guys know that we love stats, is, you know, 85% of consumers are actually more likely to buy from a company with your reputation for sustainability than from a neutral company if the prices were equal. Mm. And then a recent study from Unilever said that 33% of consumers are now purchasing products with sustainability in mind. And this is just one study. We've seen studies that, you know, have a much higher number than 33%. But I kind of wanted to set the stage before we started talking about the products, because for us, conscious consumerism is such a powerful way to create change. And yes, we understand that our governments need to be stepping up, that companies themselves need to be stepping up. Like, we want you guys to know that we don't think that conscious consumerism is the only way to solve the problem, but we do feel more empowered when we as individuals can take action. You know, there was the report out recently by the IPCC talking about climate change and the negative impacts that it's having on the planet. I think a lot of us are still kind of bumming out about that, to be honest, because it was a pretty doom and gloom report, and it's realistic. You know, I don't think anything in there is not true. Like, we really do believe it. And so rather than feeling hopeless and, you know, dejected about it, there's certain things that you can do as an individual to move forward. We actually have a great podcast episode out about climate anxiety. So please take a listen to that if you're interested. It's a few episodes back, but, you know, we think conscious consumerism is just one way that you can get out there and feel empowered to help change the world for good. So that's why we're doing it, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, that's a long rant for me, but there we go.
That was important. It was important because, again, the world is burning literally right now. And yeah, we had a lot of our community members actually talking in our on that app about, you know, the eco anxiety. I didn't feel like last year, I probably never even heard of that. But
no,
you know, when literally the whole world is burning and like I'm getting like images from Greece and Russia is burning, it's heartbreaking. But we're here for you to, we will support each other. And, you know, we truly believe we can make a difference by supporting brands that care. So let's get us started with PYT, Laura.
Yeah, let's kind of get into more of a positive note. So one of the, you know, categories that our community asked for and that we saw people really buying a lot of last August for our first product drop, our first shopping window, was beauty, skincare, makeup, etc. And that's great. Like, Lisa and I both love to consume all of those things. We like to try them out for you. And we also get the rest of the Brightly team involved in vetting and making sure that these products are great. So one product that I've actually used for years is from a company called PYT Beauty. And it's, they've got this amazing, the product that I've used from them for years is a wonderful eye palette, eyeshadow palette. Mm-hmm. So I personally don't put a ton of eye makeup on myself. I usually go for a pretty natural look, But this palette does have a lot of beautiful, just pretty neutral colors in it. So it's nothing crazy. It's not like an Urban Decay. I did work for Sephora for a while, so I have like that angle of makeup too. It's kind of sitting unused now. So hey, if you want any Sephora samples, audience, just hit me up. I probably can, I can hook you up from stuff that's sitting in the back of my drawers. But anyway, I love PYT. I think they've got some great stuff. And so, Lisa, you want to talk a little bit about like maybe some of the other products that we're going to be selling from them and then our partnership?
Yeah. So one of the main and really fun perk that we are able to offer to our audience is a gift with purchase. So everybody who orders over $100 worth of products from us gets a very fun full-size products for free. And this month, it's actually the makeup eyeshadow palette that I think maybe, Laura, you have exact same one. It's Warm Lit Nude. Plus a Plump It Up lip gloss. And the set is $42 value, so it's limited availability, first come, first serve, until we run out of this gift with purchase. But it's really great value, and I really appreciate them for the fact that, you know, they are very affordable for a clean beauty brand, right?
Yeah. So like
their bronzer is $20. We have this really cool thing. I know Alisa, one of our team members, she was super pumped about it. One and done setting spray.
Yeah.
For $16, even their makeup palette is $28 by itself. But again, for a clean beauty makeup palette, it's a really great price point. And again, this is something we're making sure, and that we're working really hard on this as a team, to find new products, not that are great for the planet, that actually work, but also affordable too. It's not that easy. It's extremely difficult to find and to produce these products, but we got them for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we hear you. We know price is always a concern. You know, as we get into the holiday season and think about more gifts, you will see some stuff that's on a little bit of the higher end if we're talking about like a purse, right? A nice made purse. So that's something we're not going to be able to offer at like a fast fashion price. But when it comes to smaller things like beauty, personal care, et cetera, we're excited to get that PYT stuff in front of you. Another brand that we really like is called Upcircle. And I could talk all day about Upcircle because I think that they are just, it's so cool. But basically the premise behind them is they reuse wasted ingredients in the supply chain, and they make skincare out of them, which is really cool. So they have this wonderful serum that I've been using that uses discarded coffee grounds. And they have also got a scrub that uses those coffee grounds. But literally when you use the serum, it really smells faintly of coffee. And my face has been obsessed with that serum and the moisturizer. And I've used that scrub a little bit. So I think that's cool because we talk a lot about using your voice with your friends, right? To talk about how you're interested in eco-friendly living. And it's kind of fun if you're like, oh, I'm just trying this new serum. Because I mean, listen, if you don't have a friend you dish with skincare about, like, you need to go find that friend because it's super fun. And you might be like, look, I've got this new serum that's kind of smells like coffee. And they'd be like, huh? And you're like, oh, well, because it uses coffee. So it's kind of a cool conversation starter.
Yeah. And it's another thing, again, with Upcircle, that's one of the things I appreciate about them. Also extremely affordable. So I only got the Upcircle face scrub, and it also has coffee grounds in it. And the coffee grounds are literally from London cafes. So cool. It also has a citrus oil blend. I see rosehip oil and shea butter moisturizers. So like you actually, you kind of smell coffee, right? And you feel like you're, you know, scrubbing your face with coffee, which is great exfoliator. But because of the blends of oils, I love them. I feel like my skin feels clean, but also moisturized after this. And again, the price of the scrub is $16, eye cream is $20, moisturizer is $24. It's amazing value, right? It repurposes little waste in a very good way, in a very effective way. That's why we are really excited about this, because I think 3-4 people in our team tried it and it works for everyone. And best thing, you guys, with every single product with limited availability though, you're getting free chocolate, charcoal, and chai bar soap. It's a face soap bar, which I'm also very excited to try as well.
Time and time again, you texted, emailed, and DM'd us for our take on a planet-friendly way to purchase our tried and tested Brightly favorites, because While the world of conscious consumerism is exploding, making mindful, planet-friendly purchases can still be a challenge.
That's where the Brightly shop comes in. To reduce some of the eco-overwhelm, every product we sell has been hand-picked and vetted by the Brightly team. You won't find anything in the shop that has less than 5 stars.
We've gone through hundreds of eco products to discover new and emerging brands that solve sustainability problems for you every day. We even designed our own products like beeswax wraps to keep things fun and to help you live brightly.
So how do we help you shop sustainably? The shop launches on the first Monday of each month and is open for 5 days. So the shorter, planet-friendly shopping window allows us to only order what we need.
After the shop closes, we pack and ship out products in bulk. This low-impact supply chain reduces waste and keeps the planet happy.
Brightly is also climate neutral certified. Because we are committed to climate action, we have set our entire carbon footprint from operations to shipping.
We believe in the power of collective change, and we are so glad you're joining us on this journey. Go to shop.brightly.eco to see what's in store.
Yeah, I mean, and anything that's got charcoal in it is going to be something that's going to help kind of take impurities out of the skin. And that always to me sounded like a little bit of a gimmick, but it actually works. Like I think most of us are probably familiar with the brand that we grew up using, Origins. And they had that charcoal mask. I remember we like, that to me is like so 2000s. Mm-hmm. Like it reminds me of like The Hills, but like literally growing up in junior high, you'd put that mask on, but it actually does work. It does pull out, you know, kind of toxins and stuff out of your skin. So that's exciting. And you know, one of the things that we're just really thrilled to be able to do is be your discovery channel for these brands. I mean, discovery channel, but you know what I mean? Be the place that you can come to discover these brands. And these brands are so excited about, you know, having that relationship with you and really with Brightly that they are coming forward and saying, hey, we'd like to give you some stuff for free. So for us, I think that's just really fun. And we're able to, you know, help you have that discovery moment and then also just have a fun time in general, right? Like, that's why we love it.
And be rewarded for shopping with the planet in mind, right?
Yes.
That's where all of these fun perks come because we want to say thank you and the brands want to thank you. Hey, you guys are doing great. One other product and brand I'm really excited about, we might have mentioned them on the podcast at some point before, but this is a brand which is ultimately the best one in terms of shampoo and conditioner bars, at least according to our community, right? I mean, I know we've tried it, but I think in our product recommendations chat group over the past like few months this year, people are always looking for the best shampoo and conditioner bars because everyone loves the premise, right? Instead of using conditioner shampoos from plastic bottles. Or even refillable ones, like this are packed so nicely. It's so much better for the planet. It's like, but which ones are actually working for you and for most people? And according to our community and us, it's High Bar. You've probably seen them. They're amazing. We will offer different sets. They're fun, like really fun to look at. There will be moisturized set, volumize, and soothe. So they all do different things for your hair. And again, a fun freebie exclusive for our community, free travel pouch with any of the sets too.
That's awesome. And Lisa's right. It's very difficult for us to find products that work well for most of us on the team, right? Beauty, skincare, personal care, that stuff can be, you know, kind of difficult.
Personal. That's what it's called, personal, right?
Yeah. So what we say is when we're putting these products in front of you is that we have tried them and the majority of us really like them. So, I mean, we just want to make sure that you understand that. And totally hear you on the shampoo and conditioner bars. They're great in theory, in practice, they can be difficult to use, but the majority of us really like this High Bar experience. So that's awesome. The other piece of personal care product that we wanted to talk about was Leaf Shave. And you've heard us talk about Leaf before because they've been advertisers on the podcast. They've been, you know, partners with us in many things, but for me, the ability to have a razor that is effective and one that is not something I'm just throwing in the landfill, right? Like think about single-use plastics and think about razors. And unfortunately, you know, most of us for most of our life just kind of engaged, whether we're talking about the ones that you can replace the heads on or there's so many single use ones with the entire thing, right? Like the whole razor handle just goes in the trash when you're done. Like, oh no, terrible. So yeah. Leaf Shave is great, right? You love them too.
Yeah, I love them. Yeah, I just wanted to throw a stat. We probably have mentioned that before. So right now, 10 billion disposable razors are thrown into landfills around the world every year.
That's insane.
Yeah. So, you know, if you can, again, a lot of like one of the best sustainable living things you can do is take away single use products from your life as much as possible. Yes. And safety razor is a great choice. And again, my favorite part about Leaf, I know our community tried some other razors before, but the one that we chose is the original Leaf razor with a pivoting head. Right? Because and why did we choose it? Yes, the price might be hefty, right? I think it's like $84. But guess what? You guys are getting free shave bar with it for an exclusive deal for only Brightly shoppers. But, you know, we chose that one and not some cheaper option because, Laura, I think it's for you. We completely agree. That's the shaving experience that's closest to the conventional plastic shaving experience. And that's the key in terms of how many people we can convince, because it is intimidating, Laura, right? Like to do like safety razor, put all these blades. So like, okay, which shaving razor gives us the best experience truly? And that's Leaf.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've tried a few razors. I think the ones that don't have the pivoting heads are a little bit harder to use. They're a little bit more intimidating. That doesn't mean you shouldn't give them a try, though. Like, definitely give them a try. But as far as our favorite, Leaf really is it. So we're really excited to offer that in the shop. And the other thing I'll say, too, is Lisa mentioned it is on the higher end of expense. But the cost per use over the lifetime of having a razor. I mean, literally we'll have this forever.
Yeah.
Like, and I know that sounds ridiculous, but you will. And it's literally something that you could pass down. I know that sounds absurd, but I mean, it is, it's a beautifully made metal razor. The individual razor blades themselves do need to be recycled in a responsible fashion.
But they're so much cheaper than, you know, those heads that you buy for your plastic razors. 100%.
So we haven't done the math on cost.
I think we've done on that on TikTok, but we'll get it done. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll make sure we'll put that on that product page. So just so you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Talking about our product pages, we'd love to hear your feedback. I know a lot of you have shopped with us. We've put so much love and care in those product pages. The team did, right? Like, it's not just a short product description. It's about, you know, we have information of end of life, right? The materials, of course, the dimensions, how to take care of your products too. What are some certifications? That brand has. All of this is important. And of course, our personal reviews are right there on the product pages too.
Yep.
All right. So you want to get into our favorite category? I mean, I don't know. What's my favorite kitchen stuff, right?
Yeah, let's do it. So you get us started.
Yeah. So you've heard us talk about wine for many times, probably. So in the kitchen category, you've seen our exclusive Brightly wine glasses. We still have some left after the August product drop. I don't remember. I probably have talked about them before, but these are made from recycled glass by artisans in Tonala, Mexico. They're hand-blown in an exclusive kind of, what's it called, yellow dot design. Yeah. I love them. It's, if you go to shop.brightly.eco right now, it's right there on the front page. They're gorgeous. They're extremely sturdy. They're artisanal. We make sure that the company that we are working with, you know, they make sure that artisans are paid fair wages. It's extremely near and dear to my heart. I've had actually from this group, I have, I don't know, probably 10 different glasses over the past years in different designs. They're amazing. They're one of a kind. And I'm always up for supporting artisans and drinking wine.
So we love those wine glasses. They're super unique. They look beautiful on your table, and they're really sturdy, which we've talked about before.
Yeah.
So my favorite thing, other than our wine glasses, I mean, pretty much all of these things are favorite things, but I'm obsessed with another thing that we're selling in the kitchen area, which are food huggers. So I had no idea what food huggers were until we found them, but essentially they are a variety of reusable silicone tops for food. And also for bowls. So instead of having to use plastic wrap or even a beeswax wrap, which we are also selling, beeswax wrap is amazing for a lot of things. But if you want something that's even smaller, right? Because I think beeswax wrap can sometimes be kind of big. Mm-hmm. It's used for larger things. You want to use it for smaller stuff. First of all, we have an avocado hugger, which is epic. Mm-hmm. And it actually really does help keep that avocado or that other piece of fruit or vegetable. It actually helps keep them fresh for a while. Like mm-hmm. I cut an avocado, I literally used it this morning, but I had previously cut an avocado, like I think 3 days ago, and put the food hugger on it. Like, so it was like a half an avocado, put it back in the fridge and literally went to use it this morning. And it looked wonderful. There was no brownness. There was no ickiness. It tasted the same as the day I cut it.
Amazing. Yeah. It's just, like, it's nice to have this. I think, you know, they're so much more effective than some other options because they're like literally perfectly shaped for each fruit, different fruit, vegetable, like tomato or avocado, of course, uniquely shaped, or lime, and they're great for limes and lemons. As you know, I also am a fan of food huggers. I'm all about reducing food waste. So this is a great tool for you guys.
Yeah, and that's a good point, Lisa. It not only is it like helping you reduce food waste by, you know, actually keeping the food fresh, but the fact that it's shaped like the food makes it a little bit easier to see in the fridge too. They're actually like really brightly colored.
That's actually important. Yeah, mm-hmm. Brightly colored, not like brightly, but colorful. Yeah, they're color coordinated.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we have one last product, right, in our kind of accessories category. If you've been following us on social for a while, we've shared this very, very unique product with you. It's called Trashy Bags. And give me a second, I'll explain why they're trashy.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Yeah, but this is probably my favorite eco-friendly product line ever. You will understand a bit better when I give you kind of the backstory. But essentially, this is totes, a market tote. You can take it with you grocery shopping. I always do. But what is it made of trash, ultimately? But it's made from upcycled...
Just the way she says it. What's it made of? Trash.
It's trash.
Well, you're right. I guess it is... Well, you tell them more because it's not what it sounds like.
Yeah, so it's made of upcycled plastic water sachets in Ghana. It's made by artisans at fair trade. That's why I'm like extremely excited about this. I've visited these artisans in 2018 personally. So the videos that we'll be sharing with you, you've seen some as this podcast comes out. You will actually see the whole process from start to finish. So in Ghana, plastic water bottles are actually not even affordable for most of the population. So they drink water out of this plastic water sachets. Kind of like.
Yeah, to me they look like to make it even more clear what they look like. They literally look like if you have to go to the grocery store here in the States and get a bag of ice. That's what these.
Kind of like that, but they're small. Mm-hmm. They're pretty small, right? So it's like literally for individual use. And of course, unfortunately, after they're done using this, like they literally pollute the streets of Accra, the capital of Ghana. So what this organization does, they pick them up, they clean them out, sanitize them, and then stitch them together into this awesome market bag, market tote. And another cool element of this, it's super sturdy. I know it's like sounds like, because they do, I think, multiple layers. If I'm not mistaken, every single of these totes recycles 70 of these plastic bags, which is huge, right? Plastic sachets. And then I stitch them together. They must do multiple layers of them. I mean, I've seen the process, but it's been a while because they are so sturdy. I always give examples of wine bottles. I don't know why, but like, I don't know what else I can come up with, you know, in terms of like, if you go to groceries, what's something like super heavy you can put in your tote? And like, you can put multiple beer boxes or something. They're really, really sturdy. I've had mine for a couple of years and they're still going strong. And then again, they can fold up in this really neatly packed, I don't know how to call it, tote. So like it fits into my crossbody bag. Anyways, I take it with me all the time and I'm so happy to support artisans in Ghana.
And it's very unique looking too. You'll definitely get questions about it. And again, there's just another opportunity to talk about, you know, how the bag reduces waste, how it actually is a really cool, you know, symbol of conscious consumerism. So like we said, everything that we put into the shop, there's a lot of thought that goes into it. We test everything. We make sure that's great. And, we talk to the founders of the companies. We ask about the supply chains. And in some instances, like Lisa's just saying, we go visit the supply chains ourselves in the instance of the trashy bags. So We hope that you enjoy this episode. I know that, you know, we do like to get into some really sustainability related topics and kind of get nerd out in some instances in some episodes, but we also want to make sure that we have a little bit of fun with it. So for us, this is fun. We love to talk about products all day long, and we hope that you will join us for our September drop. And Lisa, do you know the dates yes. that we're doing for this?
It's September 6th. So the September drops, as a reminder, opens the first Monday of the month, right?
Not That's
the
right.
first
yep.
day. So the first Monday is September 6th, and September 13th, right, is the, if I'm not mistaken, is the...
Monday through Sunday,
7 days. Again, we do have limited availabilities of products, especially on this gift with purchase items. So go to shop.brightly.eco. If you haven't done so already, sign up to get the text reminder from us to be the first one to know when the shop actually opens. Check your email, follow us on social. We'll kind of shout out loudly to let people know and make sure they don't miss out on this amazing curation of products. And yeah, we'd love to hear your feedback. And of course, we will be sharing more reviews with our community from all of the shoppers who received our August products, right? So definitely check out our social for this. Check out hashtag Live Brightly. I just want to see Brightly products in the wild. It's super exciting.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of Good Together. As always, you can get show notes and explore lots more content related to all things eco-friendly living by checking out brightly.eco/podcast.
And don't forget to join in on the conversation that's happening on our Facebook group. Simply search Good Together Ethical Shopping and it'll come up. You can also leave us a question through voicemail. The link is on brightly.eco/podcast.
If you're into social media, give us a follow on Instagram, Facebook, and all of the channels. Our username is brightly.eco.
Finally, we want to leave you with a reminder. Every day is a chance for you to create change, and you're already covered for today since you joined us here on the podcast. Stay kind and live brightly.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.